Florida man who drove into GOP tent claims he did not intend to injure anyone. By Hannah Blow on February 14, 2020. The 27-year-old Florida man who police arrested and charged for driving his vehicle into a GOP voter registration tent told a local news outlet on Friday that he did not intend to hurt anyone. Police arrested Gregory Tim, 27, over the weekend after he was accused of driving his car through a GOP tent in a Walmart parking lot. He later told authorities, according to the police report, that he did it because someone had to do something and added that he did not like President Trump. News 4 Jax followed up with the suspect, who is booked at the Duval County Jail, on Friday, describing him as displaying a friendly and pleasant demeanor. The outlet reported that Tim was thankful that no one was hurt as a result of his actions. The local news outlet also asked the assailant about his feelings on the importance of voting, which he apparently agreed is extremely important. According to the outlet, Gregory Tim, 27, spoke to News 4 Jax in a face-to-face interview at the Duval County Jail on Friday, saying he's thankful no one was injured and that it's amazing how much this story has changed. It was the first day he was allowed visitors since his arrest. Tim spoke to News 4 Jax on Friday about the divisiveness of the current political climate in the United States and said it'll be interesting to see what's to come in the next year. He said he intentionally waited about 20 minutes in the parking lot for people to clear out of the voter registration tent and that he never intended for anyone to get hurt. No injuries were reported after the incident. When asked about his feelings on the importance of voting, Tim agreed that it is extremely important that people vote. Despite his insistence that he waited for people to clear out, one of the victims told First Coast News that Tim narrowly missed her with his van. "I thought he was going to slow down, but he didn't and he gunned his engine and headed straight," the woman said. Authorities charged him with 2 counts of aggravated assault on a person over 65 years old, criminal mischief and driving without a license, for News 4 Jax. The local news outlet's coverage drew criticism from various members of the GOP, who accused it of portraying the suspect in a sympathetic light. "This guy plowed his van through a Republican volunteer tent. Why is the media running with his side of the story?" the Trump War Room asked. "Disgusting," the Republican National Committee's RNC, Steve Gist wrote, linking to New 4 Jax's coverage. "At WJXT4 is now making the man who intentionally drove a car at real Donald Trump's supporters the victim. The guy told police he tried to run over President Trump's supporters because he does not like President Trump," he continued, calling it shameful. "Wondering why we the people do not trust the media anymore? Best example below, really making the man who drove into a GOP tent out to be the victim," Students for Trump said. Tim apparently told the outlet that he has more to say about the incident but has yet to speak to an attorney.